According to the Treasurer, things need to change if we want to maintain living standards. Scott Morrison has warned that if Australians want to see an improvement in wages and the creation of more jobs, reform is needed. He was at the launch of the first of five yearly reviews released by the Productivity Commission. It's described as a lookout across the landscape of factors and influences that may affect Australia's economic performance over the medium term. But Mr. Morrison cautioned that the Productivity Commission recommendations are just that, recommendations.
The new path we are encouraged to embark upon is signposted by a series of key insights, pointing to the need for, amongst other things, more integrated and patient-centred healthcare to create more healthy workers, a more proactive education system that supports better teaching to create more proficient, more resilient and more adaptive workers, and more functional cities that do not choke our economy.
Areas targeted for change include health, higher education, taxation and innovation. Factors such as the end of the mining boom, a slowing of returns from technological advances, as well as the impact of an ageing population on the workforce, means the nation needs to raise its productivity growth to around 2.5% to compensate. One idea has proposed linking university funding to the success of students rather than research. This is something Labor's education spokeswoman Tanya Plibersek has dismissed on Sky News.
What we know is that work is becoming increasingly complex. People will be having multiple jobs across multiple careers throughout their working lives. So initial training is important, but lifelong learning continues to be important.
The nation's cities have come under criticism too for not being functional enough, with claims that more efficiency could increase national growth by almost $30 billion. Speaking on Sky News, Assistant Minister for Cities Angus Taylor admits there are problems.
Too much congestion has been increasing in recent years. We've seen that planning has been extremely restrictive and we haven't had enough houses built in the fastest growing areas. And of course, where we've built them, we haven't always supported them with the services and infrastructure we need.
Reconfiguring healthcare, greater cooperation on reforming the energy market and better participation from local government were also mentioned in the report. The opposition's Treasury spokesman, Chris Bowen, says Labor has been advocating similar ideas for years. He's expressed scepticism at how seriously the government will take the suggestions.
It'll take more than a Productivity Commission report for this government to get it. If there's something sensible in this report, we'll welcome it. Based on this reporting, it, as Mr. Currie says, will closely mimic Labor's agenda. We leave this government in our wake when it comes to setting the agenda with inclusive growth and investing in our people through human capital. Well, I hope that Scott Morrison gets the message today. I hope that he listens to that inclusive growth agenda. And more importantly, I hope he changes his policies to reflect that.